You ever lose a child, Bo Penacoy?
Yes, I have.
Well, I've lost three.
So you don't care anymore?
I care more than you'll ever know.
Then help me. He sipped his tea and then pulled what looked to be a card from his shirt pocket. He handed it to me.
You interested in this?
It was an old sepia-toned postcard with scalloped edges. The photograph on the one side was weathered but still readable. There was an archway over a white picket fence with the words Fort Pratt and Indian Training School. There were about 30 young boys of different ages standing in what appeared to be the yard of a large three-story building shrouded by trees in the background. The native boys wore uniforms and matching caps, almost military in style, as they all stood at the gate at attention. There was one boy, smaller than the others, who looked vaguely familiar. He was in perfect focus, whereas the others were slightly blurred, as if they had moved at the instant of tintype capture. I flipped the card over, where there was an outline for a stamp which had not been affixed, and a separation line to discern between the address and message. But the only thing written there was the number 31. I flipped it back over and studied it. This Fort Pratt, is that here in Montana? He was about to say more when a large hand landed gently on his shoulder. Glancing back, he looked up to see the Cheyenne Nation looking down at him.
Hello, Jimmy.
He turned back to me before slowly standing. Henry's hand slipped from his shoulder.
I got things to do.
I tried to hand him the card back, but he shook his head.
You keep it. You might need it.
He started to go, but the Cheyenne Nation stepped in his way.
One more thing.
He lowered the drink.
Yeah?
Do not ever call my friend here, Bo Penacoy, again.
He stared at the bear. You know, I know you scare a lot of people, but they've all got something to lose. Me? I got nothing. So I'm what they call a...
What is it?
He glanced at me.
Free agent.
His eyes went back to the Cheyenne Nation.
Don't try and scare me, Standing Bear. I got nothing behind me and nothing in front of me. Nothing everywhere I look. Just a big fat zero.
Lane stared at him a moment and then turned, walking back toward the front and disappearing around the corner. Henry sat and I gave him my iced tea. What's Bo Penacoy mean?
Polar bear.
He sipped, taking the postcard from me and studying it.
Kind of funny, actually.
The Lady Morning Stars were down 10 points at the half, and I was pretty sure Harriet Felton was going to have an aneurysm. The team wasn't exactly gelling. Even though Jaya was hitting from just about every part of the court, she wasn't passing or assisting. It was looking more and more as if the Lady Morning Stars were headed for another defeat, which would put the team in desperate straits with its chances for the state tournaments.
There haven't been any more notes?
No. I glanced across the crowd and was surprised to see Harley Wainwright with a few young friends up in the corner near the rafters. He saw me spotting him and waved, so I nodded back. Maybe if they keep dropping in the standings, the bad guys will lose interest.
That is reassuring.
He glanced at my clothes, not for the first time.
You have not said what happened to you.
I glanced down at my somewhat disreputable appearance. Dog decided to take an unscheduled sojourn down at Rosebud Creek. He watched the game as I explained what had happened, finishing with the color of the ribbon that was tied to the tree.
Red.
Yep.
What kind of condition was it in? Did it look like it had been there long?
Yep. Tattered and threadbare, but still a vibrant red.
Did you leave it on the bush?
The prayer flag? I glanced at him. You're not supposed to take those things off, right?
No, you are not supposed to.
But there was something else I did take. He turned to look at me as I reached into my shirt pocket. I pulled out the cardboard square and handed it to him. He held the Mallow Cup play money card in his hands, his eyes widening just a bit.
You found this there also?
Lodged in the bark of the tree where a branch had grown around it. I tore it a bit, getting it out. He flipped it over.
Old.
Yep.
Very old. But still readable.
I know. He handed it back to me.
Your spiritual guardian is back on duty.